Hello everyone, I am Joey Bensah, aka Out of Joey, and this is the VAU, Visual Art University. I'm just going to be talking about the purpose of this podcast. Okay, it may change over time, but I think this is the purpose for now. For now, is what I really feel. The purpose is to document the various ways that creatives can add more value to their products, to their art. Okay, there are so many roles that one can take. There's so many things that one can do to increase the value of art, of their art, of their product. Whether it's an artist, like with a pencil artist, or whether it's with a painter, or if it's someone who is into handmade woodwork or metalwork or anything. Yes, so the purpose really is to document, like, over time. I'm going to be doing it myself. The documentation is going to be myself, how I will be able to add more value to my art and on my art journey. Okay, so this is what is going to be happening. That's the whole purpose of it. That's the base, the foundation of it. And I have a specific audience in a way, but it is not so specific. Everybody's welcome on this podcast. So I'm in Ghana. I'm a Ghanaian, and I'm in Africa. So Africa, we don't really have. To my personal view, we don't really have art that really is put on like one of the top pedestals. Okay. But we have a couple of great artists, like the Nigerians. Yeah, they really try. There's I think Kipo Molade, he's an oil painter, and there are a few other ones that I know of. Maybe I'm mistaken. I stand to be corrected, but I know that the American artists and the foreigners, they have so much. So much exposure, so much, I wouldn't say fame, so much of a brand there. So I am really targeting Africa. I really have a passion for my country, Ghana. So how to get Ghanaian artists, out of it, how to, just to show us the way forward, just to show the way to make art, to make our art just really, really dope. Okay, so so also the audience is really people who actually know that they have art in them. They have, if you're an artist, you create work. At some point in time, you have created something, and you think, you know what? I really have something in me. Let me just try and see whether it works out. Due to some circumstances, maybe you get to school. School takes a lot of time. Work takes even more time. So I'm really trying to talk to these people, because I am a student at the moment, and I'm very sure I'll be working very soon. And I'm actually studying chartered accountancy, and believe me, it is no joke. It takes up so much time. I'm not really like a wizard and those things, but so that means I need to spend more time to actually understand what I'm doing, to digest it, then make sure that it sticks in my long-term memory. So that's what I'm doing. So I will actually be doing this thing myself. So it's going to be my life story, it's going to be my diary on how to get somebody who is working probably from 8 to 5, maybe a nine to five job, and then trying to put the art in there. Okay, trying to put the art in there, and then try to make it happen. Yeah, and then eventually, I would like to retire as an artist. Yes, I would like to actually be the greatest art teacher. Yeah, that's my egoistic aim. But the selfless aim right now is to help everybody, show everybody how it's done. And so to those people who have it in them, but they just don't know how to get it out, maybe they're scared or something, but for those who are schooling, those who are working full time, they have like a very big excuse. even if you just sit in the house. If you just sit in the house, you can also listen to this thing, because this is also, this is geared to part of the purpose is to get to all artists, Ghanaian artists, African artists, worldwide artists. I'm just thinking big. Maybe this thing could like blow big sometime, you know. I don't know, it may fail, but anyway, who cares? So so that is it. So those who are schooling, working full time, and want to find some time for their artistic muscles to stretch, you know, to just, you know, fulfill something. And then also those who want to make like a living out of it, or those who want to retire with it, those who want to, like, maybe they're working right now and they want to quit their job, and sometimes they want to retire at maybe an earlier age and be living off the income of their art. Yeah. And it's gonna have to be a mixing art and business, because we're trying to make a living off of it, and you need to get the business aspect down. We need to get the business aspect down. I need to get the business aspect down. You know, the art part is fine. Some of us are really good, talented, but the business side, you know, the marketing side, the branding side, you know, it has to be on point for somebody to actually quit their daytime job, their 9-to-5 job, and then live off solely on the art income, because they're going to be living on the art income, the wife's going to be living, the spouse's going to be living on the art income, the children, and the children would like to have some fancy toys. You need to have some good money coming from your art. So I'm going to actually try my best to accomplish this. This is what I'm going to do. To get us started, this is like a rough start. This is like the first episode. Purpose. This episode is called The Purpose. The purpose of the video. The purpose of Visual Art University. The name may change, I don't know. But Visual Art University, VAU. That is my university, Visual Art University School, VAU. I have two solutions for right now. Okay, if you are working or you're schooling, obviously the best time, the only time you will get to be on your art, or depending on your schooling and working, that is to be working in the night. Yeah, working nighttime. So that means you're gonna have to, when you close, maybe work at maybe 5, maybe let's say you take a person maybe an hour averagely to get home, so maybe like 6, but you know, for various other reasons, some people get home later or earlier. Excuse me, I keep belching. So when you get home, maybe like by 6, I get home, I leave school like around 6, so I get home like 7, maybe a little bit after 7, yeah. And when I get home, you know, it's very important, like, you know, we are all in the whole, you know, game of trying to get the success, get successful, but family time is also important, and I would not want to, sacrifice my family time for success. No, I would prefer work-life balance. That's what I'm trying to achieve. Another thing I'm trying to achieve is work-life balance. I'm not really aiming for the millions and millions of dollars, or not even hundreds of thousands of dollars. I mean, come on. The top 1% of Americans is, well, what's the amount? The yearly salary is about 400 and something, almost $500,000 a month. So basically, if you want to be in top 1%, America, you don't need to make millions of dollars a year. You just need to make about $500,000 a year. And I don't intend on being the top 1%. If I get there, fine, hallelujah, God, thank God. But you know, I'm not really big on that. If I make maybe $100,000 for my side hustle a year, I think it's okay. I think it's really okay. Yeah, maybe that's a little too much to even. Maybe it's too much. Because I think we should really be clear on what we need, not what we want. You know, not some kind of frivolous aims and dreams, and you know, some kind of glittery goal-y thing. You know, what really would work? Work-life balance. Have enough time for your family. Still have enough money to live a cool lifestyle that you like, right? So you close work, and you get home 6 or 7. I get home at 7 o'clock, and I sit in my mom's shop for like till like 9 o'clock. We close around 9:30. So I will have from 9:30 to like 11:30, 12 to do my. That's like roughly around 2 hours. Roughly around 2 hours, sometimes less, sometimes more, depending on how late I sleep. but that's the time I have, really. I can't study in the morning, I can't draw in the morning, I can only draw in the night, okay? So that means I'm gonna have to get some night supplies, right? I'm gonna have like a lamp. I already bought a lamp. I will be posting the video of the lamp and where I got the lamp. I got a phone stand. It's a tripod stand, a phone tripod stand, and a few other supplies. So I'll put them all on my social media, my Instagram, on my Twitter, on my Facebook page. My Facebook page is Art of Joey. The Art of Joey. If it's changed, don't worry. I'll just post it in the link, and you'll get it. So the time frame you need to work. You need the time is the most valuable asset. Time frame you need to work will definitely be used. So try not to sacrifice your family time for that. Just try to get some good family time in, and then from that you go to work. And then the next and the last one I have is branding. The branding of the artist. I do realize that if you want to be an artist that makes a lot of money, people need to know you. If you want to sell your work, if you want to sell out, people need to know you. This is something interesting from Grant Cardone. I follow him on Instagram. He says, people only buy from people they know. You get it? So if the people don't know you as an artist with your artwork, then you might have the most hyper-realistic portraits or whatever it is, or the most abstract painting. I don't even know how to quantify that. But you might have all the skill in the world, but if nobody really knows you, somebody who's less skilled than you, who does maybe lamer work than you, but who has more connections, who knows more people, who more people know him or her, will sell out and you will not sell out. It's all about relationships, connections with the audience. So branding, that's networking with other artists, networking with people who are interested in art, art curators, and all sorts of people. Also, visual art and audio art, visual art and music, and DJs and dancers and singers and everything, you know. And social media plays a good role in that. Influencer marketing plays a good role in that influencer marketing tip is from Gary Vee. I highly recommend that y'all go listen to Gary Vee on Instagram. Go search Gary Vee on Instagram or go to YouTube. He's like a social media mogul. Okay, yeah. So if you want to search something that's art related stuff, just type Gary Vee. That's Gary Vee with two E's. And then add like art, okay? Artist, Gary Vee artist, or Gary Vee art, or Gary Vee illustrator, or something. You will definitely get one or two videos, concise videos, you know, that you can listen to and get some good tips, all right? So that's all for this episode called The Purpose. And just to recap, the purpose was to document my path into becoming a very successful artist and art teacher, and specific art, the audience that I'm actually aimed at, although everybody is welcome, is people in Ghana who are working, or they have schooling to do, and they don't really have all the time in the world to do art. And two of the solutions were work in the nighttime. So you need to get nighttime supplies. If you're a painter, you're gonna have to get some good lighting. If you're an artist, pencil artist, you're gonna have to get some good lighting. And then branding, branding and networking. Branding and networking, social media, and you need some social media tips, go check out Gary Vee on all social media. I mean all social media. Check out his blog, he has some very good points in there. And I will see you in the next episode. Art of Joey out.